everyone. Welcome to today's Business Spotlight here on Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen working, building their businesses from home are just dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women. And I love the journey, you know, because you never know who you're going to meet along the way and how you meet them. And I've shared before, as you're out looking to build some buzz about your business, check Help a Reporter out. Harrow is a great resource for podcasters and writers to find great information. And I'm so glad that Dylan King reached out to me, and I'm going to share what she has to say, because, you know, grit is all about passion and perseverance. She's been through her fair share of hard times, and let's face it, we all have, but no matter what you've been through, you have everything you need to be successful. It's just waiting to be unleashed. What sets the most successful people aside from the rest is the grit. And you wouldn't be reading this and hearing this and listening to these podcasts if you didn't have some inside you. You have the passion, you have the perseverance, you just need the plan. So let me introduce you to Dylan King. She is a professional goal-setting coach, and she is the founder of Queen of Grit, and she works to build up millennial women's self-confidence so they can state who they are, where they are going, and how they are going to get there. She helps people move forward in their careers, relationships, and personal growth by using a combination of science, spirituality, and skill building, because she wants you to live that life that brings you incredible joy, and her mission is to help you create it. So with all that being said, Dylan, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. So I'm going to go right into it, you know, because you and I spoke before came here on the show. So when you left your real job, I'm doing that finger quotes in the air, because let's face it, as mompreneurs, you know, how many people are telling us, you know, how could you leave your real job without a plan? So how'd you do it?
Yeah, so I actually had, you know, my quote-unquote real job. I was a store manager for Starbucks for 8 years, and that job was really awesome. I don't want to ever sound ungrateful for all of the opportunities that it provided me for, but towards the end of my tenure there, I just started to really feel out of alignment, and I could really start to tell that the work that I was doing there was not really the work that I was being called to do any longer. And I think a lot of us have felt that way before, that we're kind of in a situation that is no longer where we're supposed to be, but we're not really sure what steps to take to get out of it and get where we're supposed to be next. We may not even be sure where we're supposed to go. And that's kind of where I was. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. But I was working really long hours, a lot of times 6, maybe even 7 days a week. And so I knew that if I didn't go ahead and take a step back from that position, I was never going to figure out what the plan was for me. So I took a really big risk and I resigned from my job and started exploring what it was I really was supposed to do. And it's been a really incredible journey. I had one of my peers ask me right as I was leaving, you know, do you have any regrets? And I was able to really confidently say, not a single one.
That's fabulous. So I have to ask, what drew you to becoming a goal setting coach?
So after I left, I explored all kinds of avenues. I took tons of courses online. I read a lot of books. I started writing a blog. I just started exploring anything that had ever been of interest to me and looking into all sorts of different avenues. And it was kind of there that I discovered something that really piqued my interest, and it happened to be a webinar about life coaching. And when I found this webinar, it was really like the woman hosting the webinar was speaking directly to me. It was all of the things that I had gone to college for, the things that I had gotten so excited about in my job at Starbucks as a role in store management, had gotten so excited for. The things had really brought me fulfillment previously, but actually in a more focused manner. And now I get to do that all of the time instead of just as a side part. So I don't do the, schedule making or training people to make lattes. I get to just focus on helping people grow and helping people change their lives, which is always what was so important to me. And I still tell people, you know, hey, if you are looking for a career to get you out of a tough spot, you might consider Starbucks because it does offer opportunities. It's just a really life-changing position to be in where I'm at now, where I can help people really alter the course of their lives, because it is hard. It's a hard risk to take, and sometimes people just need a helping hand. I'm really, really blessed and so happy to be that helping hand and be that guide and that support that people need.
So what is your process with a client? How do you work with them? Because there are so many different life coaches out there.
Yes, there really are. And you'll find a lot of different life coaches go through different aspects of training and different levels. So I have certifications in neuro-linguistic programming and hypnotherapy. So I pull from all of those aspects, as well as my background. I have a performing arts degree, and then obviously have a lot of business experience from all of my years in retail. And so when I'm approaching a client, I'm always making sure that I can tailor it exactly to their need. I had one client who was particularly familiar with theater, and so it was really simple to say, hey, I have these techniques from things I learned while getting my theater degree. They could be really beneficial to you. Let's implement them for you. And she was just wild for them. They really had a huge impact for her because theater was also really important to her. And being able to pull from all of those different aspects, from scientific methods, from spiritual methods, from the arts, from business, from all of these different worlds, to tailor it specifically to the client, instead of just going through, like if you might take just a course that is structured to be a one size fits all, to be able to tailor it specifically to one person is just really incredible.
I bet. That's got to be a wonderful feeling for the client to
Yes.
be able to identify, because again, so often I was talking to somebody who had all of these things that the coach wanted her to fill out just to kind of get her thinking about
mm-hmm.
different things, which I find really interesting because it's so funny because we were talking about it. I said, you know, if I were you, talk out your questions. Don't write them down. Talk them out and then write it down afterwards, because a lot of times when you talk it out, you hear the thing. Sometimes you say what you really need to hear. Whereas when you're writing, then you've got so many things jumbled up. That's just my process. I don't know, of being able to crystallize things. And I like that you kind of tailor things to the different experiences that your clients are bringing in.
You'd be surprised how many people that I talk to who are so reluctant at first. They're so wrapped up in their own thoughts that they don't even know where to start. And you're exactly right. I ask them a few questions, and once they start talking, they end up saying these incredible things. And it was inside them the whole time. They just needed that guide, that support in bringing out the best in them, because it's there. Those resources, those internal things, they're already incredible people. They just need support in becoming everything that they have the potential to be.
I really like that. I'm actually writing that down and we'll be tweeting that out, you can be sure. you know, people don't realize sometimes that it's, as you say on your site, you have everything you need to be successful. It's waiting to be unleashed. And giving, sometimes just somebody giving you permission to dare to dream, because I don't know. And I don't know if it's different. I mean, you know, with millennials, how come that is kind of a niche for you?
You know, I find that in millennials, because I'm a millennial myself, we've kind of grown up in a different era, and we're kind of navigating a different expectation. You know, it's not not as likely that we're going to find jobs where we're going to graduate from high school, go to college, land a job right out of college, work at that job until we retire, and then retire really comfortably until we die. That may have been the dream previously, but we're kind of navigating something different. And we're getting into, you know, our late 20s or 30s, and we're becoming confused, you know, why aren't we happy? Why is the world like this now? How do we attain what we want in a world that's so different that we're not sure how to navigate? Our parents are not sure how to navigate. We have to figure out how to achieve what we want to achieve. We have to discover this happiness inside ourselves. And I spent a long time kind of navigating those waters myself in my own way, you know, obviously making some mistakes, staying in situations that were not necessarily the best for me, pushing really hard in directions that were not beneficial. And once I started to actually go with the flow and go in the direction that did bring me a lot more fulfillment and did bring me a lot more joy, you know, my whole life changed. And I meet some millennials who have already discovered some of that joy, and I meet some millennials who are a little uncertain, and they're not sure, you know, how do I find that joy? Is it even possible? Can I really have a job that makes me happy, or am I just going to work in this minimum wage job for the rest of my life and just struggle? Does love exist? Can I really find anything that will bring me that fulfillment? And I don't want those people to struggle like I did. I want to help them grow now. Let's show you how incredible you are. Let's build up your self-confidence. Let's get you in the right direction. Let's show you what you're capable of.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a bit on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Dylan King, who is the queen of grit. And we are talking about goal setting and life coaching and helping people focus on the good that they have, all of that that's inside. So I want to ask, what is the value of a life coach? We've looked at it from, I probably should have asked you that from the start.
Yeah, you know, I think life coaching is something that's going to really grow and become a lot more common. Sometimes you tell people you're a life coach and they kind of roll their eyes like, what do I even need that for? But, you know, you can go to your friends and your family and they can give you advice all day and they can tell you what to do and tell you how to do it. And that's all fine and dandy. But only a life coach is going to ask you the right questions to help you find the resources that are inside you. A good life coach is never going to tell you, this is what you need to do. This is how you should be living your life. They're never going to be the person who wags their finger and tells you what you're doing wrong and how you need to do it instead. They're going to hold space for you and all your potential and ask you, you know, if you could have anything in the world, what would you ask for? And then create that space so that you can achieve it. And they're going to just open up the world for you. And that's something really different than you might find in your support system that you already have or in a therapist. It's a really different relationship than something that you might already have existing in your life.
What kind of progress have you seen in your clients?
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is of one client who reached out to me, and she had been going through a lot of really difficult times. She really didn't know where to turn. She actually was kind of reaching out to me as a last resort. She was like, I've tried everything. I don't even know what else to do. And so I went and met with her and talked to her, and we had a session. And in the next couple of days, I checked back in with her and I said, how are those things going that we talked about? And it was just incredible to see her growth just in those few days. She signed up for school, which was something that she wanted to do so badly, but she was so afraid to move forward with that. And like the very next week, she sent me a message and she said, Dylan, I went and signed up for classes today and it took me all day. I was at the school all day waiting and getting through the financial aid and registering for classes. And if I had done this a month ago before we sat down and talked, I would have just left. It was so hard. But because we sat down and we worked on this together, I was able to get through it. And now I watch her and she's, you know, posting, oh, I've signed up for 2 science classes this semester and it's going to be difficult, but I'm ready for it. And watching her grow in not only her education, but her personal relationships and seeing the shift in her demeanor has just been incredible and so rewarding. And that's why I do it, being able to watch that growth from people and see them get what they want out of life.
How long do you tend to work with people?
It really depends on the person. Some people I just do single sessions with. Hypnotherapy can be really effective in just a single session. I offer an 8-week coaching package. But of course, if people wanted to build an even longer coaching relationship, that is something that we can completely work out as well.
So do you feel that this sets a good example for your children?
You know, I find so much joy in being able to be here with my girls. Like I said before, when I was working at my previous job, I would sometimes be there for 12, 14 hours, 6-7 days a week. I would come home and just fall asleep and never be able to see them. Even if I was home, I was too tired. And just the changes I've been able to see in them, not only because I'm able to interact with them more, but because I am more joyful, is incredible already. They're really young. I have a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old. Yeah. But I already see changes in their personality because of what I'm doing in my life. And I know that as they get older, you know, you have to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. So if I was, you know, living a life that was not a life that I really wanted to lead, but telling them, you know, you can do anything you want, but showing them by example that I wasn't really doing what I wanted to do, that wouldn't really show them that they could do that. But as they get older, I'll be able to even just wordlessly express, you know, you can do what it is you want to do, because they'll be able to watch me do it.
You know, I love that. It's just the joy of being a mompreneur. You know, I want to ask, as we're getting ready to wrap up, because it's kind of, again, you know, I'm like, wow, I should have asked you this early. How do your life experiences affect your business?
You know, kind of like you mentioned in the introduction, we've all been through really hard times, and I have been through my fair share of things. I think that really helped being able to relate to anybody wherever they're coming from. And I can meet them and tailor the program and the work that we're doing to them specifically. Like I said, I have two little girls. I have moved halfway across the country twice. I've made that major shift in careers. I have been divorced and remarried. I have experience with my own parents' divorce. I've lived 20 years with epilepsy. So no matter where people are coming from, even if I haven't been through exactly what they're going through, I think our lives are all about building those connections and being able to empathize with others, see where they're coming from, and meet them where they're at. And that's how we support each other and move each other forward.
I love that you are meeting them where they are at, so you both move forward. That's awesome. Dylan, thanks so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. Please let everybody know how they can reach you and whatever you'd like to share as we close out.
Absolutely. So I would love to get to know you guys. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, at Queen of Grit, also queenofgrit.com. I would love to connect with you guys. And like I've said throughout this entire program, whatever it is that you want to do in life, you're completely capable of. Those resources are already inside of you, and you just need the support to help them shine through.
Right on. Dylan, thank you so much for being here. This was a really excellent conversation. I really enjoyed this. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being with us here on Word of Mom Radio today. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo. On behalf of all of us here at the Word of Mom Media Network, we thank you for spending time with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until the next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.